All five Democrats who represent Arizona in the U.S. House of Representatives signed a letter this month asking for a meeting with the Postmaster General. The Cherry Bell Mail Processing Center in Tucson was scheduled to close in 2014, but the timetable has been accelerated to this year. Southern Arizona Congressman Ron Barber says his constituents need an answer about what's happening to the facility.
There's been way too many ad hoc decisions made by the Postal Service in regard to their obvious problem. I'm not denying for a second that they have a problem with their bottom line. We can solve it, but not in the way they've been going about it.
In the letter, the Arizona Democrats ask for answers to the following questions. Why is the closure now scheduled to happen sooner than originally announced? What could change if Congress acted on a bill to reform the post office? What will happen to the employees after the facility closes? And how will Southern Arizona businesses that rely on bulk mailing discounts be affected by the closure? Barber says they've received no answers.
So those questions still remain. My concern with the Postal Service from the beginning is that they have been less than transparent, less than forthcoming, in not only talking to the public about their proposals, but telling us how they made their decisions. You know, we had one meeting at the local level with a postal official who said, oh, it's too complex for you to understand. And, you know, that's just not a satisfactory answer.
The representatives call the decision to close the Cherry Bell Post Office arbitrary.
It's arbitrary, quite frankly, because we don't have an explanation of what they did in our specific case to look at local conditions and local circumstances.
Meanwhile, the Office of the Inspector General of the Post Office published a report about the lessons it learned as it made these postal decisions. In some ways, the report agrees with Barber's assertions. One of the findings is that the Postal Service could stand to improve communication about its plans. The report says the agency released conflicting information and the financial benefit of the proposed closures was frequently revised, which made people doubt the figures. The report recommends the agency use consistent and accurate information in future efforts. Because Barber wants to keep the Southern Arizona Mail Processing Facility open, he's signed on as a co-sponsor of a bill to reform the department's finances. Barber says it will help the post office find sources of revenue.
The bill also would deal with the pre-funding of benefits, health and retirement benefits. If that were taken care of, that would be almost 50% of the deficit that the Postal Service is currently running if we just dealt with the pre-funding of benefits.
Barber says the bill is bipartisan. The letter that five Arizona representatives sent to the Postmaster General, though, was only signed by Democrats. He says he doesn't know why Republicans didn't sign on.
Obviously, those of us who were directly affected and our constituents affected in Southern Arizona were very interested. That would account for certainly three of the five signatures. I welcome bipartisanship on this issue.
If nothing changes, the Cherry Bell Postal Processing Center is slated to close later this year. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.